Starmer set to announce UK recognition of Palestinian state on Sunday. Press could lose Pentagon access for releasing unauthorized information. Dutch police clash with anti-immigration protesters. Heightened security as Americans gather for Kirk Memorial. Estonia seeks NATO consultation after Russian jets violate airspace. Vietnamese singer Duc Phuc wins Russia's Intervision Song Contest. Ukraine says 3 killed in massive Russian aerial attack. Day of delays at Heathrow after cyber attack brings disruption. White House outlines TikTok deal that would give U.S. control of algorithm. Morrissey cancels U.S. shows after death threat in Canada. Man charged with murder of Pakistan. TikTok star Trump adds $100,000 fee for skilled worker visa applicants. British couple held by Taliban arrive in UK after release. Republican senator says U.S. TV regulator acted like mafioso. On Jimmy Kimmel. Malawi police arrest 8 for alleged election fraud. Portugal confirms it will recognize Palestinian state. In West Bank, Palestinian recognition welcomed despite fears of Israeli annexation. I took a job on a whim on New Year's Eve and ended up stranded at sea for 6 months. The British Army cannot keep ignoring the murder of our friend in Kenya. No sugar-coated cinema for me. Indian director who scripted history at Venice. Russia's answer to Eurovision is less kitsch, more Kremlin. I'm Kenyan, don't shoot. The athlete who says he was duped into the Russian army. Sikh grandmother's arrest by U.S. immigration sparks community anger. Notre Dame's iconic towers reopen 6 years after fire. Watch, hugs on tarmac as family reunite after Afghan ordeal. Roz Atkins on what Kimmel's suspension means for free speech in the U.S. Watch, pomp and protests on day one of Trump's state visit. Ultimate in cancel culture. Fans outside Jimmy Kimmel's studio react to show's axing. Maduro offers to engage in direct talks with Trump envoy. Grinnell, Trump policies threaten U.S. clean energy jobs engine, report says. U.S. lawmakers to introduce bipartisan bill to axe tariffs on coffee. Hezbollah chief makes overtures to Saudi Arabia for front against Israel. Ukraine advances security talks with allies, vows to keep hitting Russian energy. Trump admin gives China free pass on Russian LNG, Democratic senators say. After Trump pressure, EU aims to bring forward Russian LNG import ban. Angola to decide on $1 billion JP Morgan deal by November, finance official says. Gold prices edged higher after Fed rate cut, remains near all-time high. Dallas airports return to normal as FAA details problem that caused outage. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. Disney's Kimmel suspension shows Trump's increasing grip over media. Australia's Optus vows to cooperate with probes amid outrage over emergency call services outage. India says that Trump's H-1B visa fee hike could disrupt families. Luigi Mangione's lawyers urge judge to block death penalty over insurance. CEO's murder, Canada will take a close look at the Tech Anglo deal. Finance minister says Novartis has stockpiles to withstand potential Trump tariffs, CEO says. Who flies highest? Bernstein compares European airline performance. UK fighter jets begin NATO air defense mission over Poland. Moody's cuts Poland's outlook to negative on weaker fiscal outlook and political gridlock. Italy's budget deficit could fall below 3% of GDP this year. Finance minister says Trump says China's Xi-approved TikTok deal. Canada's July retail sales drop 0.8%, but rebound likely in August. Spain's Stats Institute revises 2024 GDP growth up to 3.5%. Key parts of Trump's economic agenda now in Supreme Court's hands. UK retail sales rise by more than expected in August, ONS says. US new H-1B visa fee will not apply to existing holders. White House says Trump picks former attorney to be top prosecutor as he pressures Bondi to investigate foes.